It's no secret that the construction industry in Nashville is struggling to find workers. Contractors say they have more jobs than they can fill. Some even post help wanted signs on their construction sites. They say the biggest challenge is making the next generation aware of the work and trained to do it. WPLN's Emily Siner reports.
About a dozen young men in uniforms are twisting strands of metal around iron bars. They're learning how to create a steel mesh foundation for reinforced concrete. This is an underappreciated but crucial part of the construction process.
Basically, under every crane, there's going to be some workers that are doing this kind of work.
Garrett Stark is with the Iron Workers Union, which is putting on this training.
What we see is there's a major labor shortage for this kind of worker. And so we're trying to get creative about finding people that are interested in this as a career.
In this case, getting creative means partnering with a faith-based program called 413 Strong. It helps young men in Nashville who've been incarcerated get into the construction industry. The union is hoping that some of them will finish this training and want to become an iron worker. And if they do, Kerry Newton wants to hire them. He's the CEO of JD Steel, a contractor based in Phoenix that now has projects in Nashville. He says iron workers are in high demand, especially in the construction boom here.
A lot of baby boomers are retiring. There's not a lot coming into the industry. And so we're having struggles finding young men to come into the industry.
The reason is that reinforcing steel is grueling work. You have to spend a lot of time bent over iron bars. There's a lot of heavy lifting.
Our business is not for everybody. Not every one of these guys is going to want to, nor will every one of them make it.
But the business does have two big selling points. One, pay. A reinforcing iron worker in Tennessee makes on average $22 an hour. Even starting out, you can make $12.
Yeah, that's great compared to $7.25.
That's what Cortez Jones was making at Wendy's before he went to jail, got out, and became part of this faith-based program. He's 20 years old now, and he says he just didn't realize before that this kind of job existed.
I was too busy working a fast food restaurant job, and nobody told me, well, you can go do construction. Nashville need my help to help build what they need built.
And that's the other selling point, pride. The industry tells these guys that they are shaping the future of the city. And when Jones drives past all the construction sites, he believes it.
And when my kids grow up and say, I helped build that building right there and that building. So it gave me excitement, it gave me a rush.
He says ironworking is not the job he wants to do long term. He really wants to be a plumber. But he'll go where the work is, and the construction industry hopes more of his peers do the same. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.